With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Biden administration is telling Israel that when it resumes its ground campaign in Gaza, it must operate with greater precision.
The Biden administration wants Israel to avoid more large-scale civilian casualties or mass displacement like what occurred before the current temporary ceasefire. Israel's ground campaign is aimed at eradicating the Hamas militant group, but there's been international and domestic pressure about the rising Palestinian death toll, which is at more than 13,000 people. Meanwhile, the State Department says Secretary of State Antony Blinken plans to return to the Middle East this week as the U.S. hopes to find a way to further extend the ceasefire and get more hostages released. Donna Water, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, a tribute service for Rosalynn Carter taking place today at Glenn Memorial Church in Atlanta, with her husband, former President Jimmy Carter, leading a rare gathering of all living U.S. First Ladies and multiple presidents.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden, longtime friends of the Carters, lead the list of dignitaries joining the widowed former president in Atlanta. Former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, along with former First Ladies Melania Trump, Michelle Obama, and Laura Bush, will pay their respects.
Correspondent Julie Walker with that report. American consumers feeling slightly more confident this month as the all-important holiday shopping season kicks into high gear. The Conference Board, a business research group, said that its Consumer Confidence Index rose to 102 from 99.1 in October. The index measures American short-term expectations for income, business, and job market. The Dow is ahead 95 points and the NASDAQ up 27. This is SRN News. Malta has been known for its large, elaborate nativity scene since the 1600s. This year, several are on display at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C.
The three that we have on exhibit this year are roughly 5 foot by 5 foot. And all the figures, you know, the Holy Family, the shepherds, the wise men, they're all hand carved. So in themselves, each figurine is a piece of art, and then to have, you know, a dozen or 15 or even 30 of these in a single display is really quite beautiful.
Spokesman Jeffrey Kloa says the artwork is a product of the country's faith.
It has a very long tradition of a Christian nation. In fact, in their constitution, they're specifically a Christian nation. Beautiful churches and cathedrals all over the country.
And details can be found at museumofthebible.org. This is SRN News. The cause of a train derailment that sparked a chemical fire and forced residents of a Kentucky town from their homes is now known.
CSX Railroad says the derailment, which happened Wednesday just north of Livingston, Kentucky, was caused by a failed wheel bearing on a train car. The chemical fire that resulted forced residents out of their homes for just over a day, including most of Thanksgiving. Two of the 16 cars that derailed carried molten sulfur, which caught fire after the cars were breached. CSX says the bearing that failed didn't get hot enough to trigger an alarm for the last one of the railroad's trackside detectors that the train passed, so the crew didn't get any warning before the derailment. I'm Norman Hall.
A hearing has begun to help determine whether a Georgia railroad can legally condemn property near Sparta to build a rail line. People in the rural neighborhood don't want a train track through their property. More details at SRNNews.com.